Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Chulin, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Beis, wie Elu Ksheirais Bebehema. Now here we're going to have a list of injuries that don't make an animal treifa. In other words, even though it has this injury, it could still live. First case, Nikva Hagergeres, if the wall of the windpipe has a hole in it, Oishenizdika, or it has like a split or a slit along its length. What did we learn in the earlier Mishnah? We learned that one of the treifas is, it was actually the second of the 18 in the previous Mishnah, Ufsukas Hagargeres. It like snapped. The windpipe was cut across, but a hole, or it's cut in the length, the animal could still live. We explained, because along the length, what happens is, the way the neck of the animal goes, the way his throat goes, every time he bends down or picks up his head, it closes. On the other end, if the cut is in the width, every time he bends down or picks up his head, it opens up more. Now, the Mishnah explains, Ad kama sechza, how much can be missing from the windpipe? In other words, how big can the hole be? So we say that the animal is not treifa. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, Ad ke iser ha'italki. Iser is the name of a medbeya, kind of a coin, like a nickel dime. There was an iser. Ha'italki means Italian, the Italian iser. So up until that size, the behemoth can still have a hole and it's going to live. You know where else we had this year? Ke iser ha'italki. I think it appears several places in Shas, but we had it in the Masechtas Sukkah in regard to the shear of a hole in an esrig. He said, by an esrig, if the hole goes through and through, if you remember, it's puzzle. But if it doesn't go through and through and nothing is missing, in other words, the hole is there because it was pushed in, not that something is missing. And the shear is, if the hole is as wide as this same iser, it is puzzle. Less than that, it is kasher. So, getting back to treifas and animals, and in particular, the gageres, the windpipe. Zakta batanur, this shear of an iser is not just to measure one hole. The batanur explains that if the windpipe has several holes, several openings, or small cuts, and if I added up all the open spaces, I would get a total area of this Italian iser, even though it's not in one place, it would still be treif. There's also a difference that a hole sometimes is a hole with something missing. In other words, the reason there's a hole is because something is missing there. Or a hole is just pushed through, but nothing is missing. So there's a difference as well. You have to know how to measure it, says the Batanura. And you can look in the Batanura and try to figure it out. We'll go weiter. Niftecha ha-gilgoyles. If the skull opened up. Bavalai nikav krum shalmayach. We look through and we see that there's no hole in the membrane of the brain. That little skin that protects the brain a little bit. What did we learn in the previous Mishnah? We said, Nick of Krum Shalmayach, if there's a hole in the membrane of the brain, the animal is treifa. This Mishnah is telling us that even though the animal is a cracked skull, there's a good chance that there's a problem with the membrane. Also, we say no. We are not going to necessarily make that assumption. There could be a crack in the skull. That doesn't mean there's a hole in the membrane. Vaitra says the Mishnah. This will be the fourth case of a treifa that's not treifa. In other words, a defect that in the previous Mishnah was treifa, but here we're saying it's not, because it's a little different. Nikav halev v'loy lebeis chaloloi. The wall of the heart had a hole in it, but the hole did not go all the way through into the chambers. Number five, nishbara hashedra, the spine was broken, but v'loy nifsak hachutshala, the bone was broken, but the spinal cord was not cut. Sixth case, nitla hakavit, if the liver was removed, v'nishtari mena kazayis, but an olive-sized piece remains. If you have a piece of liver that's as big as an olive, the rest could grow back. The Matanur says there's a machloikus in the Gemara where exactly this kazayas has to be. So lalacha, you would need it in both cases. So practically speaking, you would need two kazayasim. Vaitra says the Mishnah, number seven, hemsis ubesakaisis, these two stomachs, shen nikfu zeletechzeh. That's the third stomach and the second stomach. They have a hole, but it's where the two stomachs are attached. So what's the problem? The food is going to go from one stomach to the other. It does it anyway. But Sanda Batanur explains it. Eighth defect, that's not treifa, nita latchel, if the spleen was removed. An animal spleen, like a human spleen, is like a filter. It filters the blood. It also helps to fight off infections. But it doesn't make the animal treifa if he doesn't have it. What's interesting is that the Gemara says if the spleen has a hole in it, it is treifa. That's more dangerous for the animal than the whole spleen being taken out. Number nine, nitlu akloyos, if the kidneys are removed, whether one was removed or both. This is a fascinating thing, because really, a human being, chas v'shalom, that doesn't have kidneys can't live, but a behemoth can? So what's interesting is that not that Chazal need any raya, some science, chas v'shalom, but although for many years people who don't have the proper amunah would have mocked at a mission like this, how could an animal live without his kidneys? But now, studies have shown, and again, chas v'shalom, not that we need a raya, but just to show us that how Chazal were light years ahead. Studies have shown that animals that are maligayer, that chew their cud, because they have such a complicated digestive system where it goes through all these stomachs, it could survive even without a kidney. A human being can't, but these animals can. Now, here too, if it's totally gone, it's not as big as a problem as a decaying kidney. If the kidney is there, it's just not functioning, or it starts shrinking, then there are shiurim, there's a minimum size that it has to be. Tenth example of something that may look like trefa, but it's not. Nita lechi atachten, if the bone of the lower jaw was dislocated, even though the animal can't chew anymore, but it's possible to pour the food into the animal. Number 10, nitla ha'em shala. Aim means a mother. This is where the baby grows. But if that part is taken out, it doesn't make the animal trefa. And number 12, v'charusa v'deshamayim. Charusa means that the lung like shriveled, but it happened b'day shemayim. The animal may have heard thunder, it got so scared that its lungs shriveled. Now this is fascinating. When it happens b'day shemayim, like through thunder, it's going to go back. It's going to get back healthy. But when an animal is frightened by a person or by another animal, it becomes trefa. Because then when it shrivels, it doesn't heal. The Batanur says, how do you know? I see a shriveled lung. How do I know if the animal was frightened by thunder or by another animal or by a person? The answer is you put it in the water. You soak it in water. If it comes back to its original shape, it's a siman, it's kosher. I'll tell you what I heard from one of my rebbeim. So we see that even if someone is frightened, but if he knows it comes from shemayim, you get very scared, but you heal afterwards. But if it comes b'day adam, if you believe so-and-so can hurt you, and you don't believe that everything is Ashgacha Pratis, then Taka, it doesn't heal. But the more you believe, nobody can hurt me, like it says in the Sefer Chayvus Avavos. Everything comes from Shemayim. Even what a person is doing, an animal can't do that. An animal sees a person coming, or another animal attacking, it doesn't say, Ashgacha Pratis. But a human being can. And that means by a human being, it can heal. Vaitra says the Mishnah. And this would be the 12th case in our Mishnah, Hagluda. This is an animal that they skinned, but Nebuchadnezzar was skinned when the animal was still alive. Reb Meir says that it could still be kosher, and they are machshir v'chachamim paisim, v'chachamim say it's possible. Now, this that the chachamim say that it's treifa is only if all of the skin was taken off. But if what was left over was a strip of skin, the width of a sella, of a coin de sella, and this strip of skin went along the entire spine, and it covered all the bones of the shedra, then the animal is kosher. But if the skin of the spine was removed, the animal is treifa, even if the rest of the skin, explains about Tanura, is still in place. All right, so we have 12 examples of defects that are not treifa. In our Mishnah, if the wall of the windpipe had a hole in it, but it wasn't snapped, it wasn't cut in the width, even if it was slit along the length, but not along the width, that was 1 and 2. Mishnah also explained how much could be missing from the windpipe. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, up until an Italian Isser. The Batanura said, depends what type of a hole, but basically speaking, even if you added up the space in several holes and it came up to an Isser or Italki, then it would be treifa. Third case was if the skull was cracked, but there is no hole in the membrane of the brain. Fourth case was if the wall of the heart had a hole in it, but the hole did not go all the way through until the chambers. Fifth case in the Mishnah was if the spine is broken, meaning the bones of the shedra may have been cracked, but the spinal cord was not cut, so the animal is not treifa. Sixth case was if the liver was removed, but an olive-sized piece, the shear of a kezias, remains. Seventh case was there's a hole between the third and second stomach, so it's not treifa because anyway the food goes from one to the other. Number 8 is if the spleen was removed. Number 9 was if the kidneys were removed. Number 10 The bone of the lower jaw was dislocated, but it's still possible to pour food into the mouth, even though it can't eat. Again, in all these cases, the animal is not tadefa, for that matter, number 11. If the womb, that's where the baby is developed, was removed. And if the lung shriveled, but only because the animal was frightened through natural causes, like hearing thunder. And the last case in the Mishnah, which would have been the 12th case, would be what happens if an animal is skinned when it was alive. Remeir says it's kasha, the Chachamim say it's pasul, but the Mishnah Berurah explained that even according to the Chachamim, if there's a strip, the width of a sela, along the entire spine, then it is kasher. And on the other hand, if the skin covering the spine was removed, then the animal is tadefa, even though the rest of the skin is still there.